Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, That's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet. Not going broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Holy cow, we've got a busy weekend, and now we got a short week, got a lot of stuff to share with you, some misconceptions in the marketplace that we're going to Thanksgiving. Maybe you've had a little Friendsgiving over the weekend, and today we are celebrating National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. Yum. A little appreciation on that one. That looked like a good one. Looking at the markets today, the market's been kind of going to be volatile this whole week. So they're up 90. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 95 points right now as we speak. What's that mean to you? What's that mean to your family? Probably not a whole heck of a lot. The S&P 500 up 3.37 as we speak. 10-year Treasury, it's up 2 basis points to 2.37. And the 30-year fixed rate loans, the bonds are down, which means interest rates, the yields, are going to be up just a little bit. So that's not a major issue there, nothing for you to really be too concerned about when we're looking at those numbers. Again, this week is going to be the week that you get to take advantage of the market. What ends up happening on a week like this where you've got, you know, a lot of people are out there thinking about the holidays. They're not really focused a whole heck of a lot on business right now. Right, and rightly so. I mean, everyone's looking for a good time, Thanksgiving, the Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you choose to celebrate, right around the corner. So with all of that going on in the markets, which is a good thing, we're going to talk right today. Oh, get a little feedback there, guys. We'll get that feedback taken care of. I think we got it taken care of. So with that being said, what are you worried about? What are you thinking about when it comes to the markets? Well, the issue is don't worry too much about any of it. You're going to see very big volatility swings this week. When there's not a lot of activity, there's not a lot of the professionals in the marketplace, that's when we start seeing large swings to and fro. Don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. It'll catch up next week when people are back legitimately working. Just a thought there for you, so don't get too excited about it. The other issues that we're looking at in the market is obviously the news of the day, talking about what's going to end up happening, where is home ownership going? It's a big issue right there, and I saw an article, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the misconceptions or misleading reporting once again from CNBC. They've got an agenda. I don't know why they've got this agenda, but they've got some sort of an agenda that they're dealing with, especially Diana Olick. Diana Olick has not come up with anything accurate in a long, long time. And once again, she's still giving misleading information to people. It is a shame that they've got the audience that they do. Just a shame that that's really going on right now. And people are having to deal with that. And a lot of people just listen to the headlines and they don't understand where it's coming from, what they're talking about, what the doing the wrong thing, because they think they're getting good advice. For instance, I'm not going to even talk about, but we'll talk about that a little later in the broadcast. Hillary Clinton, you got to love this one. Tell everybody that Donald Trump is obsessed with her. Really? Donald Trump is obsessed with her.
That's superiority.
Yeah, I think she probably had a lot more feeling that she's more meaningful than she is. But I listened to one of the comments that she made, and it's only as – you can stomach so much of Hillary Clinton, at least in my case.
This is ridiculous.
So she says she doesn't understand how Donald Trump get anything done while he's tweeting and golfing so much. Fact of the matter is Hillary Clinton can't figure out how anybody gets anything done because she does nothing. What did she accomplish as Secretary of State? She couldn't figure out how to send troops in when they were needed. She couldn't figure out how to save our ambassador when it was needed. She was able to – the only thing she did successfully is she raised raise the amount of income for her husband and the amount of money going into the Clinton Foundation and beloved ever goes the intended beneficiaries. We love listening to what Hillary Clinton has to say about a lot of these issues. Just worthless. Unbelievable. Moving right along. Still in the news. A woman comes out and talks about his issues. Roy Moore in the news. Leaders trying in the Senate trying to get rid of Moore, but I listened to earlier today, it might have been over the weekend, to Kellyanne Conway talking about the idea of, you know, something good, bad, or indifferent, things that he might have done 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Who knows whether they're accurate or not? I find it fascinating that the woman, one of the initial person that said that he was groping her was some from 40 years ago. Now, and she says she doesn't know him, hasn't talked to him ever since. Except he was the one that was the presiding judge over her divorce case 20 years ago. Now, how can she be so accurate on what she knows from 40 years ago when she can't remember in that 20-year period that he did that to her and then presided over her divorce case? Think about that one. Democrats, Senate Democrats, eager to recapture a majority next year, trying to raise money by her inspiring fear. Does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
A leading political action committee mailed a fundraising pitch that linked Republicans to corporate tax cuts. I would like that one. Then they also repealing health care. That's another good one. And then the stupidity, neo-Nazis. Now, you know, if you want to be accurate, that's fine. Corporate tax cuts, that is a benefit. That is something the Republicans are looking to do. Now, just remember, corporations do not pay taxes. Corporations collect taxes. Who do they collect them from? You and me. So now then what they do is they pass along. So if you're thinking that just because they raise the taxes or lower taxes, the idea is to create more jobs. When you create more jobs, you've got more demand for employees. More demand means wages go up. Think about that one. Unbelievable. They can't figure that out. Leon Panetta in the news defending Bill Clinton days after the Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said Bill Clinton should have resigned from the presidency, yet she still took his money and his endorsements and spoke with him when she was looking for to get elected. Panetta told CNN that President Clinton more than paid the price when he faced impeachment. Panetta, however, didn't address the many other credible charges leveled against the former president. Again, 20 or 30 years ago, it is old news. Let's move on. Take care of our country. Just news right there. Al Franken made his name on Saturday Night Live, but last night or the night before, program update gently mocked Frank. Infantile behavior that came to light last week. Franken was a writer and performer on the show, which debuted in 1975. Goldman Sachs predicts a boom in 2018. Economists and analysts at Goldman Sachs, after crunching their numbers, determined that 2018 will be a banner year for economic growth, both in the USA and globally. The firm actually predicts a worldwide growth rate of 4%, which would be unusually high. And dozens of so-called sanctuary cities, which avoid cooperating with federal immigration authorities, have been put on notice. The Justice Department and Attorney General Jeff Sessions are warning the cities that their federal aid will be cut off unless they get with the program within the next 2 weeks. That's part of California's issue, isn't it? Get rid of them. Hey, Chad, good to see you this morning. Glad to see you with us. 93-year-old Robert Mugabe, who was tyrannized Zimbabwe for more than 30 years, finally been stripped of his power. Reports of his ouster sparked dancing in the streets and celebrations throughout the nation formerly known as Southern Rhodesia. Scott Van Pelt in the news as well. Mainstay at ESPN is vigorously defending his network, which has lost many millions of subscribers in recent years, in a stinging insult aimed at those who have abandoned ESPN because they find the network too political and too far left. Van Pelt, you're so dumb that I can't even pray for you because you're beyond hope. Really? Well, maybe if instead of trying to deal with those things, he was dealing with what's wrong with his network, maybe they would be doing a little better. Elizabeth, Prince Philip, married just Britain and the rest of Europe, were recovering from World War II, will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. The 91-year-old queen and her 96-year-old husband posed for an official photograph at Windsor Castle. Holy cow, 70 years of marriage. Amazing. Mass search underway for an Argentinian submarine. Suddenly vanished and lost communications last week. United States Navy Air Force joined for the ARA San Juan, which vanished while on a routine mission in the Atlantic Ocean off the east coast of South America. And in good news, the president listening to his constituents. I'm sure the left will find something to complain about this one as well. But he's listening to his constituents and says that he has put the big game trophy decision on hold. Will probably ban that idea of bringing big game trophy elephants back, elephant heads back to America. I think a lot of people are applauding that issue as well. So just a little bit of news when we come back. We're going to talk. We've got a lot to chat about. I want to talk about this Diana Olick reporting on a university study that really is misrepresenting America, misrepresenting real estate and home ownership. So we're going to talk about that one when we come back. We'll also talk about your house must be sold twice from tax plan, how it affects you, and what is a fiduciary? We'll talk about that one as well. What is a fiduciary? You need to understand it. You need to know what it is. We'll talk about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home of our friends over at NEST. You just basically put in how many bedrooms, bathrooms, how many facilities you want to live in, pricing you want. We're going to talk about pricing in a minute when we dispel this garbage that came out of Diana Olick again. But we'll talk about that in just a second. But all you do is put that information in there into NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, and you're going to be able to get real-time text messages when new properties that fit your mold come back on the market or come onto the market. Also, your friends want to listen to Ron Siegel Radio two ways, a couple of new methods we just added on. Text RSR, Ron Siegel Radio, to 79564 to give you a link right to the audio broadcast, RSR, to 79564. And if for some unknown reason you want to watch us, you can text RSRTV to 79564. RSRTV to 79564. I've told you before, I've got a face for radio, but there are some people that just like the idea of watching, and you can put on Facebook as well, so you can check us out on that medium if that's where you're inclined to also. But let's talk about homeowners and selling your home twice. Love watching this. What is that? Purple Rocks or something like that. It's a dumb commercial. They're running on TV a lot right now about the method of getting a discount on selling your home. Well, you know something? The idea of the purchase agreement and the internet are really pretty simple. You don't need that purple brick or a purple rock or purple anything to sell a house. You don't even need a real estate professional when you're talking about, you know, just writing something down on paper and getting pricing. So what do you want? What are you paying for? Well, the idea of what you're paying for when you're dealing with this, when you're looking at should I be hiring a real estate professional, is all the experience that they're going to bring to the table. Had a conversation last week, I think it was Wednesday, the real estate professional. How many people have no clue, or how many real estate professionals even, have no clue what the real estate contract is, what it's all about, what the terms and conditions that are listed are? Do you think you're going to get that online? No one's going to help you with that stuff online. Now, think about this other concept, and we shared this one. Some online service is going to help with your appraisal. This is what you're paying for, is getting that house to the closing table. Get that house sold. That's the whole issue right there. So your house must be sold twice in today's housing market. Supply is very low, demand very high, home values are increasing rapidly. Many experts are projecting that home values could appreciate by another 5% 12 months. We're looking at 10.4 is the last number that I saw in Orange County, according to a couple of different reports. I'm not a fan of real estate going up that quickly. It's not healthy. But the idea here is real estate, being that it's been done before, it could happen again. When real estate goes up that quickly, it can come down quickly also. Now, average 5.4% appreciation in real estate in Orange County, California, if you go back for 42 years. Average for the last 42 years, 5.4%. That's a significant number. That gives you a lot of history there. So when you talk about doing this discount, it doesn't make any sense. But if prices are surging, it's difficult for appraisers to find adequate comparable sales. That'd be similar houses in the neighborhood closed. And that's what you need to defend the selling price when performing the appraisal. And the appraisal is not for you. It's not for the seller. It's not for the buyer. The appraisal is for the benefit of the lender. It's for the benefit of the collateral, knowing is the collateral sufficient for the loan. So when you hear somebody say, well, the appraisal didn't come in at the right value, so I'm not going to buy the house. What changed? Do you not like the neighborhood anymore? Do you not like the amount of bedrooms, bathrooms, the security, the school district, proximity to work? Do those things all change because some independent appraisers, the property didn't have the same value that you placed on it? No, you don't have to worry about that. It's about the lender and their issues. Can you buy a house that doesn't, the appraisal is less than your contract? Absolutely. Other ways of dealing, we can show you that. But if prices are surging, the appraisers have to figure out where the values are in order to for the collateral for the bank. Every month, their home price perception index, Quicken Loans, measures the disparity between what a homeowner who is seeking to refinance their home believes their house is worth and an appraiser's evaluation of that same home. Bill Banfield, Executive VP of Capital Markets at Quicken Loans, urges anyone looking to buy or sell in today's market to remember the impact of this challenge, and I quote, based on the HPPI, that's the Home Price Perception Index, it appears homeowners in the markets where prices are rising faster than the national average, like Denver, Seattle, and San Francisco, are continuing to underestimate just how quickly home values are rising, so the average appraisal is higher than homeowner estimate. On the inverse of that, homeowners in areas where the values aren't rising as fast may think they are rising faster than they are, leading to the appraisal lagging the estimate. We shared a chart showing where these appraiser value opinions compared to homeowner estimates, and they got into June, it was a 1.93. Negative 1.93. Now we're at 0.99. So they're getting pretty much closer. But still think about that. 1% on a $500,000 purchase, that's a $5,000 difference. How are you going to deal with that? That's what you need professional guidance for. Every house on the market must be sold twice, once to a prospective buyer and then to the bank through the bank's appraisal. With elevating prices, the second sale might be even more difficult than the first. Think of this concept, though. The real estate professional is only going to charge one commission. You don't have to worry about that other part of it. You know, even though they're selling it twice, you only have to pay them once. If you're planning on entering the housing market this year, let's chat about this, discuss some game plans for you. Is your credit scores where you want them to be, where they need to be? If not, let's chat about it. Let's plan ahead. Now, I'm a big proponent that you don't want to wait by, especially in this market where there is not a lot of supply of real estate and the demand is still there. The only people that are selling right now are serious sellers. Everyone else has something better to do with their time around the holidays. The only one looking to buy right now is serious buyers. Same reasoning. Now, if you've got less sellers on the market and less buyers on the market, well, maybe you don't have as much price pressure. And maybe you can get a better deal when all the buyers come back after the first of the year and all the sellers come on the market after the first of the year. Remember, we've talked about this in the past. December 30th and 31st, if you add them together, that's the biggest time that we're getting listings. That's the biggest time of expired listings. So now we're going to start getting all these new listings coming back because those people, they signed a contract in June. And now they're looking at it and saying, yeah, maybe I better let this expire. And they didn't know whether there's 30 or 31 days. The real estate agent in December, when they wrote that concept of saying it expired on December 31st, so think about that concept. Properties are going to go off the market for a day or two. They'll come back on the market because those people, they didn't have their opinion change either. Their desires, their needs for a new home, their reasons that they were buying didn't change at all. Think about that concept. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. We're going to talk the Trump tax plan details and how it affects you. And a fiduciary, what is a fiduciary? What do you need to know about a fiduciary? And then we're also going to dispel this myth from the garbage that came from Diana Olick at CNBC. So we'll talk about that. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-19, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only ones with the fast pass loan approval. Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for that next loan, Gold Star has the program, products, and the guidance that's most important for you. The Trump tax plan, how it might affect you. And obviously, we are in California. Hey, a couple shout outs this morning. Glad to see you online with us, Mike Mitchell. Looks like, you know, we've got a whole bunch. I can't see that far. I'm having a problem with my eyes this morning, but glad to see you all with us. If you have any questions about our conversation commentary, let me know, and I'd be happy to update on that. On November 16th, the House of Representatives passed their tax reform bill. Vote was 227 to 205, with 13 Republicans joining every one of the Democrats to oppose the bill. I'm going to suggest that maybe those Democrats, it was a little bit of grandstand. I mean, the Republicans, a little bit of grandstanding from them that they did not vote for the tax bill. It's pretty hard for Peter King in a very, very Democrat state or a very Democrat jurisdiction or area to vote for the tax plan, because it, you know, in New York, just like we have in California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, we elect people that like to tax us as much as possible. They want to steal all of our money. They can spend it how they want to, not how it benefits us, but just how they want to do it. So some of those Republicans, they almost have to vote against the bill, especially when they know there's enough votes for it to pass, even though secretly they may like it. But the president and the House of Republicans unveiled their long-awaited tax bill, Tax Cuts and Job Act, on November 2nd. The bill calls for sweeping changes to current tax law, including reducing the number of tax brackets from 7 to 4. On November 9th, the House Tax Writing Committee released an amendment to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which restored the adoption credit and increased the tax rates on companies' overseas income. So if it passes, here's how the Trump tax plan might affect you. And it depends on your income, your current filing status, and the deductions you take. But let's take a look at it. The tax plan calls for 4 brackets: 12%, 25%, 35%, and 39.6%. Worth noting that the lowest proposed tax rate of 12% is higher than the current lowest tax rate of 10%, and the highest proposed tax rate will remain the same at 39.6%, but would apply to single taxpayers with an income threshold of $500,000 and married couples earn $1 million or more under the current income tax brackets. The 39.6% rate kicks in for single taxpayers earning $418,000 and for married earning $470,000. So, and the other part that a lot of the stories mislead about when they talk about the idea that the bill went up or is increasing from 10% to 12%, they don't talk about the fact that they're doubling the standard deduction, so more people, 94% of the people, will not even be itemizing, and they're going to have a great tax advantage. I've shared this with many, many folks that I analyzed 6 tax returns, and I just saw several more from a friend of mine. The idea that when you look at these tax returns and overlay the new tax plan on top of it, even in the states that like high taxes, like California, people save money. Now, you're not going to hear that in most of the media. They just like to go with the talking points. I actually took the returns. Leading a lending team, I see a lot of tax returns. So I actually took people's tax returns, didn't use their names or anything like that, and just apply the new tax bill. And they're saving money, even though they're looking at the state and local tax deductions and the bailout or the subsidies that the federal government is giving people in California, New York. And I heard somebody this morning saying, well, in New York, they call it a subsidy because they give more money to the federal government than they get. Who cares? The fact of the matter is a person in New York should have the same federal tax liability as a person in Nevada. You earn the same money, you should pay the same amount of tax. Just because you vote for somebody to take your money and take the federal government's money, apply it to your state's taxes, just like we do in California, that's your problem. Change the people that you vote for in your state. But you're no better or no worse than from a person in New York to a person in Nevada or Wyoming or Tennessee. Decide that, you know something, we're going to be responsible. You want to take these things? You want these issues? Deal with it on your own, on a household-by-household basis. We don't have the state taking your money to build a high-speed train that nobody wants because some governor thinks that it's a good idea. Think about those concepts. That's what's happening. I better get off my soapbox. Unbelievable. The Trump tax plan calls for changes to the mortgage interest deduction. We've talked about that one already. Probably won't apply to anybody or very many people. Just because the standard deduction is going up to where 94% of the people won't be taking that mortgage interest deduction anyway. The Trump tax plan calls for increasing the child care tax credit. The current child care tax credit is up to $1,000 per child. It's a credit as opposed to a deduction, which is very beneficial. It means you take it right off your taxes, dollar for dollar, not your tax bracket. This means it'll reduce your tax bill very nicely. Say, for example, you owe the IRS $4,000, eligible for a $1,000 credit. You would now owe $3,000. The Trump tax plan calls for increasing credit to $1,600, as well as adding a non-refundable $300 credit for non-child dependents for 5 years. The Trump tax plan calls for eliminating the estate tax. You've already paid taxes on that money. Why shouldn't you be able to give that to your kids or your issues, they call them, tax-free? Unbelievable. It's going to go immediately from $5.49 million to $11 million. And again, this means that the wealthy families can transfer more money tax-free, spend money wiser than governments spend money. Trump tax plan calls for lowering the corporate tax rate. This is a biggie. From 35% to, he wanted 15%. They've settled on 20%. Think about that one as well. And again, when you talk to the higher income bracket individuals, the pass-through rate, 25%. That's saved those individuals money. So everybody's getting a tax break regardless of what media wants to tell you. That's just the facts of these matters. Now, let's talk a little bit about this real estate issue from this. The next time Diana Olick comes up with an accurate report on real estate, it might be the first time. I mean, I don't know how she continued to be so bad and continue with her job there. But she's reporting on an Atlantic, I think we find the name of the institution, Florida Atlantic University tax program or study that says that renting is more beneficial than buying. And they did a very, very flawed study, and Olick likes to present these flawed studies as if they're legitimate. But let's talk about some of the issues that they talk about. And it says that if you assume that you're going to pay less money in rent than you're going to pay with owning a home. Okay, so I took, even in the high-priced state of California, I looked at a rent versus own of $28.50 a month on a rent process. And if you were to buy a $600,000 home. I like to do these straight analysis so I can give you the full facts. Now, here's what Olick's argument is, or her reporting is, from this Florida Atlantic University. Here's her argument there, or what the study says. If you take the difference between what the rent payment is and the mortgage payment, so the rent here is $28.70 a month if you pay a little bit of taxes or insurance, versus $37.50 and you put it into savings. Okay, well, that's flaw number one, because in America, we don't save. So we've blown her out of the water already there with the idea of putting the money into savings. She's saying that she doesn't talk about the idea of the risk of buying stocks. Even when you're in your 401k and you buy a mutual fund or you invest in mutual funds, we generally unform the funds. Why do we do that? Because we don't know what we're doing. So it's just one of the issues. So here's where her flaws are. Most people who are renting will not actually reinvest the savings. Additionally, the stock market is risky and there is no guarantee it will outperform housing. Thirdly, rising rents, it also does not take into account amortization and forced savings plans and equity build you get in homeownership. So here's some of the issues. We find that in Orange County, California, rents rise 4.1% annually. So at the end of 9 years, you're going to pay $900 a month in rent. Comparing that to, you're still going to be at the same $2,600 as your principal and interest on your property, on your purchase. And yes, I understand you've got taxes, insurance, and maintenance. So we looked at in the study that I did. We looked at, the monthly expenses on a $600,000 home, including property taxes, insurance, a budget for repairs, $3,752. If you rent first year, $2,870, go to year nine, it's $3,951. The difference in those 9 years is going to come out to you spending $39,000 more by buying than by renting. $39,000 more buying than renting. But appreciation, when you rent, you get nothing. And assuming our 5.04% appreciation rate for Orange County, that's $333,993, $3,993 in appreciation in those same 9 years. You're going to gain about almost $98,000 in that forced savings plan. You're going to get $42,582 in tax benefits, assuming a 25% tax bracket. Put all of that together, and you're going to come out at $371,000 ahead by buying a home versus renting. $371,534. Now, Ms. Olick doesn't even talk about the fact that if you go out and buy stocks, if you were to take that $39,671 and put it in the stock market and it grows, say they get a great appreciation of 10%, that's, call it $4,000 a year. Well, if you get the historic appreciation, right, 10%, $39,000, I called it $4,000. If you get the historic appreciation of real estate, that $600,000 is growing by $30,000 a year. $30,000 a year. That starts day one, whereas the $39,000 is not until after 9 years. Where are we missing here? Where's Ms. Olick going wrong here? What can't she fathom about the idea that we don't buy dollar for dollar with real estate? So think about this. If you put 10% down, and we know that you can put less than 10% down. In fact, a good number of people are putting 6% or less is where the numbers are coming in right now. But just say you put 10% down on a $600,000 house, $60,000. And that house appreciates at the historic number of 5.04%, $30,000. That's a 50% return on your money, 50% on your money. And that's a 42-year average. That it happens year after year after year after year. There are some years where it's more, some years that it's less. But on average, 42 years, 5.04%. You're not going to get that in most instances. If you're a great stock picker, you might be able to do that. But you've got other things to do with your time. You're not going to get it.
It is what it is.
Right, it is what it is. So Ms. Olick, as usual, really is giving bad advice, and be cognizant.
This is ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, fiduciary duty, what it means and what you need to know about it. What is a fiduciary? We're going to talk about that. And we might even get into, I wanted to talk about some non-financial reasons to own your own home. And I ended up getting this story coming across my desk from Diana Golick. So we'll try and get into the non-financial reasons. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment, they're being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go online right there. Check out their page, CreditSanitizer.com. Put in your name, address, and all that kind of good information into the system, and it's going to give you an email once a week and give you some ideas on how to improve your credit score. It'll, some really good stuff right there, and it doesn't cost you anything. If you then decide that you want somebody to help you improve your credit score, there are folks that we have available. Alan Hahn and his team are helping people on a regular basis with that. What is a fiduciary is the subject today. The term fiduciary has recently cropped up in headlines as lawmakers are debate the rules that govern the financial industry. You may have seen it mentioned if you have searched for a reliable financial advisor. But what does it mean? As it turns out, fiduciary is a term you certainly want to hear more of, as it ensures that a financial professional is acting in your best interest. By definition, a fiduciary is an individual who has the power to act on someone else's behalf. Most importantly, a fiduciary is ethically bound to act in that person's best interest. This obligation eliminates conflict of interest, concerns, make fiduciary's advice more trustworthy, assuming that they are competent enough. The term usually refers to someone who manages assets on the behalf of an individual, a family, or a company. This person might be a banker, accountant, executor, trustee, board member, financial advisor, or investment professional. In theory, a fiduciary can be anyone to whom you delegate personal, legal, or financial choices. In other words, it's up to you to choose wisely. What is fiduciary duty, also known as fiduciary responsibility? Fiduciary duty is the obligation to put someone else's interests first. The duty is not just a matter of ethics. It's a legal mandate that ensures that individuals receive the best possible financial advice. The mandate requires that fiduciaries act honestly, diligently, solely for your benefit. Fiduciary duty protects you and provides a path for legal action should there be a breach of fiduciary duty. It's like the financial version of the Hippocratic Oath, and it's just as important. What is a breach of fiduciary duty? Just as it sounds, a breach of fiduciary duty is when a fiduciary fails to honor his or her obligation. A breach could occur if a fiduciary benefits from his or her recommendations, fails to provide proper guidance, or acts in any way that's averse to your interests. Fiduciaries can be held financially and civilly responsible for any mistake that are not in your best interest. Even if you don't incur harm, you are entitled to damages. Are all financial advisors fiduciaries? Surprisingly, not all financial advisors are fiduciaries. All investment advisors, registered Securities and Exchange Commission, or a securities regulator, are held to standard. However, broker-dealers, stockbrokers, and insurance agents are only required to fulfill a suitability obligation. This means that while they must provide suitable recommendations to their clients, they don't have to put their clients' interests before their own. They may suggest products that aren't in your best interest or that benefit them more than they do you. A financial advisor can help you prepare for your financial future. Since that's an important role, you may want to consider choosing a financial advisor who's bound to act in your best interest. And how do I know if a financial advisor is a fiduciary? A 2017 survey by the American College of Financial Services found that 48% of people working with a financial advisor did not know if their financial advisor was a fiduciary. Give me a call if you have questions on this, 800-306-1990, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.